So what led you to law school?
Well, I think that my father's influence undoubtedly, leadership position in the small town and the quasi-governmental position, so that he always talked about, I'm sure that was his secret dream, which he never could do, to become a lawyer, the whole idea, and that certainly got infused in my psyche very early. I mean, I never remember being wanting to do anything else. Excuse me, man, I'll be
sure.
Right back up.
Sure, careful of that wire.
All right.
Dan Oren's book, right,
yeah.
Joining the Club.
Yeah, Joining the Club. That's 6 years ago, I guess, that came out about 5 years ago. Yeah. Well, and of course, another one of the sociologies of the Yale community.
Right.
Well, it's not really a microcosm, but a microcosm of America, maybe, but not. It's a pretty large slice of life that you're dealing with there. The congregational school. It's now accused of harboring mainly homosexuals sometimes by the far right. Well, most of this is not going to be much good for your labor history project so far. Very nice for me, but ego building. But anyway, go ahead.
This is also a very ethnic history.
Yeah. Well, it has to be.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
because
it's
fascinating.
Yeah.
So it's. Well, one thing, just going back, I didn't ask you whether your family spoke Italian at home.
Well, as I said, my mother was really bilingual,
right.
Totally bilingual. My father's English was accented. He read the Progresso. That was his newspaper. That was the newspaper of the Italian Americans, certainly in the Northeast. It's published in New York, but I don't know whether it got up to Boston or not. I'm not sure of that, but it's certainly New Jersey and Connecticut, New York. The Progresso was a newspaper, and some of the great stories. I mean, in Bridgeport, when I came to Bridgeport, began practicing in '49. I mean, I hear stories about the illiterates among the Italians who would every morning make sure that they carried a copy of the Progresso under their arm so people would think that they were reading, because that was a kind of a badge of distinction if you could read, obviously. But so my father, he spoke English, he could understand, but his English was not ever a real fluent instrument. I mean, it was Italian was the language, and he read a lot of the kind of, he would read to us as we grew up. One of the favorite books of the Southern Italian, well, maybe Northern too, but I think Southern Italian, was a book based upon the Carolingian cycle in Europe, late Middle Ages. The Carolingian cycle and the Arthurian cycle were dominant in European literature. The Carolingian cycle was Charlemagne's court, and Roland, the nephew who was the hero of the stories about the Charlemagne court. That was more the peasant cycle, whereas the Arthurian cycle was for the upper class. The Knights of the Round Table, but, and probably also part because it was northern, whereas the other was concentrated in southern Europe. At any rate, at the beginning of the 19th century, an Italian writer popularized the Carolingian cycle with a book he wrote called I Reali di Francia, the Nobles of France. And this noble of France had all the legends about the Charlemagne court, the eventual death of Roland at Roncesvalles, where he wasn't fighting the Muslims, he was fighting the Basques, but that's history. Not the story, of course, is that he was the great defender of Christianity. But so he read these, and he'd read them to us, or after having read them, he'd tell them to us. He's a great storyteller. In Italian. And I was the oldest, so when I went to school, you know, I probably had as many Italian words in my vocabulary as I did English. But as the English vocabulary grew with language, I still spoke Italian, but I didn't really study it formally until probably my last 2 years of high school on, you know, my own. Because I'd had the Latin, which was a spur to formalizing and learning more Italian. But as my sisters came in, you know, we spoke more and more English in the house. But with my father, I'd be speaking Italian all the time. My mother was both cultures, you know. So, and some of my sisters, although they understand, they all understand Italian, but they, well not my 20, my brother, who's now, I'm 76, he's 55. He understands Italian, but he had no speaking ability of it at all. You know, he got furthest away from the fount. But I was exposed, and then of course I studied, and then I studied Italian literature at college. I had enough by then. I had mastered enough grammar details and whatnot to go straight into a literature course. And I had 4 years of Italian literature. I only had 1 year of English in a Shakespeare seminar my first year, and then my literature after that was all Italian literature.